Hello, hello. Another week, another recording of To My Son, formerly It's All Anonymous. Before I kick off the podcast, I'm going to start off with a prayer, as I do. So please pause everything you're doing other than listening and join me in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Thank you for that, dear listeners. I have been blessed. And I've spent a lot of time ignoring my blessings. Maybe this is the nature of man, that God will give, and give. And I will wallow in my own self-misery, saying, God, why don't I have more? Now, I do this on a regular basis. I whine about my business. I whine about my finances. I whine about my social life. And I tend to forget that through all of these, there is actually a business. There is actually income. There is actually a community. So why do I find myself wanting more and more? Now, if we are to look at humanity, we came from hunter-gatherers to civilizations to what we see today. And all of this was due to the hunger of man, a striving, perpetual, continuous, almost infinitely eternal desire for more. But maybe the framing should be different. The framing shouldn't be that man was seeking more, but rather that man was pursuing his purpose. And in turn, he was able to acquire more. Now, I have one student. This man owns a business, and I recently found out that this man is actually a dollar billionaire. A very humble man, a very soft-spoken man. And when this man speaks to me about his life, about his achievements, about his upbringing, he does not speak of a place of, I wanted more, so I chased after it. He says, I had a passion for this thing. I was passionate about this endeavor. And in turn, he gained success. Now, through the striving, through thick and thin, you tend to go through so much pain. And as he talked to me about his business, I opened up about mine. And I find myself in this almost heart-to-heart with my students, where I discuss my struggles, the things I'm facing. And this man says, Oscar, the first 3 to 5 years of a business will be nothing but pain. He goes on to say that he spent many a night crying in a bar, because he was in debt. He couldn't see the way forward, but he had to persevere because there was a vision in his mind. He had a North Star. Despite the pain, despite the tears, always keep your mind set on the Northern Star. You might never reach the star, but the journey towards the star will lift you up, will lift your spirits, will pull you away from whatever misery you're facing. This is the blessing in life. The blessing in life is that you, just like Christ, get a chance to suffer. Now I'm going to pause so you can think about that. You, just like Christ, get a chance to suffer. Because what is life without suffering? There is no Christianity without the suffering of Christ. There is no physical well-being without the suffering of a workout. There is no financial success without the pain of growing a business. There is no love in the marriage without the pain of knowing what a marriage is without love. You get a chance to suffer because suffering, at the end of the day, is the ultimate teacher. Suffering is your teacher. Suffering is our master. Suffering teaches you to show gratitude. Now, I remember losing all my money last year. I remember the pain of that. Feeling stupid, feeling useless, feeling like I can't provide for my family. The first paycheck I got after I lost all my money was less than $1,000. But with that money, I felt so much joy. So much joy. Because I got a chance to see what life is like with nothing. I could even get a chance to see what is valuable in my life. Because when you have nothing, you seek value in anything. And when you seek value in anything, the things that are truly valuable show you their worth. Now, a Spotify premium account, that means nothing to me. Netflix means nothing. A Starbucks coffee means nothing. But a lunch date with my wife and my kids, that means everything. Investing extra money into my daughter's education, that means everything. Investing a little extra into my business for just a few books, that means everything. Investing in my health, in my knowledge, that means everything. But would I have this state of mind were I not basically in poverty for a short while? Now, think about this. I was broke for a short while. Like, I had no money for a short while. I didn't suffer for months, for years. It was a short while whereby I felt like this. This is what hell looks like. But today, I'm not wealthy. I'm not financially free. But in this moment, I can realize that yes, the pain I've been through makes everything I have now seem worth it. It makes it all worth it. Pain is a teacher. Suffering is a teacher. You cannot deny yourself the chance to suffer. Now, here's the thing. Many people nowadays say it's okay to be weak, and I strongly disagree with that. I absolutely disagree, because only through strength can you strengthen others. I can't be a good father if I'm not a strong father. I can't be a good husband if I'm not a strong husband. Because weakness destroys, or rather, weakness gives, allows room for destruction in your life. But you only gain strength. You only learn to appreciate once you have suffered. The question is, dear listener, how much are you willing to suffer? Now, if I say I lost all the money I had last year, if I say I'm struggling to run my business this year, now, I imagine most of my listeners are not business owners, at least not yet. If I were to tell you, I imagine most, if not all of you, want to be business owners. If I tell you, you're going to spend the first however many years, at least the first however many months, feeling useless, feeling like you can't achieve, feeling like this thing you're working towards was a pipe dream, would you still be willing to try? I imagine some people saying no. Now imagine this, I tell you, we're going to run a 10K. You've never run before. You've especially never done a 10K before. And I tell you, you can do it. It's going to really, really suck. But just put one foot in front of the other for however long as it takes. You will do it. You know what's going to happen? You're going to complete that 10K. And once the 10K is done, while you're huffing and puffing, maybe even puking, you will appreciate everything you've accomplished. You will gain self-confidence. You will realize in that moment that it is possible. It can be done. It's no wonder rich people are serial entrepreneurs, because I've done it once. I bet I can do it again. I've done a 10K once. I bet I can do it again. Okay, I've done 3 10Ks. I bet I can do a half marathon. Okay, I've done a half marathon. I bet I can do a full marathon. Now, you might not succeed, but the willingness to try, that therein lies your strength. Strength gained through suffering. Self-confidence gained through overcoming adversity. Now, this all seems like platitudes. But tell me, how many things in your life have brought you strength? And how much did you suffer to go through those things? I'm sure you have those things. Everyone has those things. Whether it's a difficult class in school, whether it's asking that girl out for a date, whether it's doing those 10 push-ups, everyone has something that caused them to suffer. But through that, they gained self-confidence. They gained inner strength. Now, I'm still at a place in my life where I'm struggling to put this strength in place, you know, to hold it all together. Like I've said, I allow myself to suffer from ingratitude, a failure to acknowledge God's blessings. Yet God blesses me again and again and again and again. Just this morning, I woke up in a terrible, terrible mood. I allowed that mood to persist until my wife left for work. Now, that is a terrible attitude for a husband to have towards his wife. And what's the reason? I can't even tell you the reason. I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That's the reason why Oscar showed no gratitude. Young men, we must strive to be better than this. We can be better than this. You can do it. I can do it. We all can do it. And if we do it, we make the world a better place. If I can hold my head up high and show my son that it is possible, I've done it, so you can do it. How much confidence does he gain just by having a confident, strong father around? Weakness, dear listeners, is a vice. To allow weakness to persist is great evil. we must overcome this in ourselves. In Jesus' name I do pray and believe. Amen.